each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The important message that we need Australians to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. In line with that, I do encourage all Australians to please go and book your vaccinations as soon as you can if you haven't already done so.
Emma, get away!
When we are successful, we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Okay, we need to stand up against this tyranny, folks. Stop giving away your freedoms and liberties, because the more you give up, the more these people will take until you have absolutely nothing left. That's their agenda.
Hello, family. How you going? So, no viewers on the screen. We're doing a pre-record. That's the way it goes, guys. Anyway, tonight, guys, we're just going to have another... Well, we've got a friend here from across the ditch that has been persecuted, a bit like ourselves over here, guys, over in New Zealand. So we got Vinny on the show, so I'm not even going to do much of a wrap-in or anything like that. Apart to say that everyone get your stuff in to do with the voting, all right? Anything we've got, anything we can get into us, do your stat decks to do with if you saw anything that you feel was corrupt or out of place, all right? Get them all into us, okay? And, yeah, we're all working on that in the background, guys. Okay, in the meantime, we just keep going forward. So let's just bring Kaz straight in. We'll bring Vinny straight in and, yeah, and get into it. So... He's had a bit of a hard time over in New Zealand, so I'll let Kaz... Hey, Vin.
Hey, yeah. Guys. Lovely to be
welcome
here.
Welcome again to the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's very nice to be welcome somewhere other than the police cells.
You're not welcome over there. Yeah, you're a bit like me. I still got the police welcoming me. They're down here checking me all the time, Vinny, to make sure, you know, if I'm around, that there's a nice fluffy pillow and a couple of blankets in the cells for me if I'd need be, you know. They're trying to have a look, you know, and make sure we're okay.
Hey, Dave, I'm just going to pull you out for a minute so that we can fix this, Samuel can fix okay. This program, okay? We're only going out on Twitter at the moment, so. So, yeah, Vinny, welcome. This is the kind of stuff that we have to deal with every day. It's just unbelievable, but I'm sure that you've experienced your censorship well over there as well.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of censorship, and the shadow banning is one of the more insidious types of it. I think it was when I posted on my own personal Facebook page a picture or something like that, there was like maybe 100 reactions and like 50 comments or something like that. And then I posted it on my official page, which is shadow banned, and I got one reaction, no comments. So the censorship is real time, and it's not as overt kind of thing. And sometimes it is very overt, like when they take out your YouTube channel, as happened to me, where I lost 6,000 videos, 65,000 subscribers, best part of 15 years of my life's work. And I think my biggest regret of that was just like the two playlists for Evelyn Gilbert and Penny Bright, who aren't with us anymore. Just a playlist of all the new, close to 100 times they've been on my show to honour their memory. And that's all gone now down the memory hole. So It's not the personal cost that really affects you. It's the cost to other people, I think, and that's what's really important here when you think about, you know, taking a stand for freedom.
I know. It's just outrageous, all of the stuff that's going on. So what we're finding over here as well, well, at the moment what we're finding is that Twitter's okay. We're able to go out on Twitter. Have you found that with Twitter since Elon's taken over? There is still some censorship as he cleans out the whole place, but we're not having as much anymore.
Yeah, you might have noticed that, but my Twitter account is still banned, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, Dave's original one was is still banned as well, so... Anyway, so well, we got
so
some
just
stuff
create
to comment
a new,
on.
So, what do you reckon? Just create a new one, like they had to do with YouTube. All right.
Yeah.
We'll get into that then. All right. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah. No. Well, I've got some things for you to comment on. So, I wanted for Dave to get back into the studio, but it does look like they've completely booted him out of his own studio. So, this is just some of the fun and games that we go through every night. But look, here's a video footage of what happened on the weekend, and I can't believe it. I just can't believe that anyone thinks that this is okay.
Now, these are the ones who are supposed to be against hatred, right?
Yep.
Okay. It seems to me that we've got some mental illness going on here. And it turns out, or at least, I'm not sure if I really confirmed this yet, but my mate DK told me this, that transsexuals have on average 3 mental disorders, personality disorders, chief among them, narcissistic personality disorder. So... does it look like all these people are kind of crazy, sort of like out of their mind and stuff like that? Well, there's a reason for that. It's because they might be, it's a bell curve, right? You know, so the average is 3. Some might have 1 and others might have 6.
The thing I find extraordinary about it, though, is that in what universe is it okay for a young person to go and punch an old lady and repeatedly punch? Now, it didn't show it clearly on that film because we're being interviewed with, and of course it's not loading properly. Plays fine in the studio beforehand. It's just when I go live. Mm. And, you know, what universe is it okay for for a young person to go and punch an old lady with white hair? It's just, I can't believe it. I find it just extraordinary.
Well, in the satanic universe, one can only hope. Because that's basically what this is. It's just a satanic takeover of society where morality and decency and honour and self-discipline and all of those good things that make a decent human being just go right out the window when you become an animal.
The worst part about it is they actually think they've got the moral high ground.
Well, that's just because they've got a mental illness, and that's why they think that. You know,
it's okay to punch a Nazi in the face. You know, it's quite extraordinary. But anyway, Dave's back. Dave, welcome. Why don't you talk for a minute, seeing as you're allowed back in for a minute?
Yeah, ASIO's got a bit of a thing about me actually appearing on my own show at the moment, Vinny. I think they just like. Might just leave me out and leave it to Kaz, you know. Maybe they're giving us a hint, mate. She's a better entertainer than what I am, maybe. But anyway,
hardly.
I'm having trouble getting on and staying on shows at the moment. It's bloody unbelievable, Vinny. But this is, I just heard you say a minute ago, and we're flicking in and out. This is what we're under, mate. This censorship is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So, and all it's right. only going to get worse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they're coming hard and fast. But anyway, now here's this, the juice thrower, Posey Parker's juice thrower, Ellie, I think it's pronounced, Rubashkin, charged with assault. Now, this is after she jumped on a plane, came to Australia, and then I just saw that she's on her way to, she's on her way to the US. So at least she's been charged with assault. You like, but on the other side of that, here we've got the New Zealand, young New Zealander of the ward, and who does it go to? It actually goes to the person who organised the counter protest. So, yeah, there you go. So it's a Let's Women Speak thing, and then we've got Vinny here, who's with us, who's got 3 months for organising a gathering when COVID lockdown was on. And now everywhere around the world, they've basically turned over the COVID thing. Everybody knows that it's like pretty much everyone knows it's a load of shit. It's just outrageous. Like, I just don't even, like, I know you can't comment or say anything, but Dave, did you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, look, it's just, it's what we all knew. It was just a Trojan horse cart and a lot of other things. And now we're seeing the actual joke that it was, you know what I mean? They pulled the wool over the normies' eyes. They all fell for it. As said, people like us, we were persecuted, mocked, harassed, kicked out of our family, couldn't go to the pub, became a pool, couldn't go to the club for a meal, couldn't go to your grandma's funeral. Where else? We couldn't go to the swimming pool in the communal pool, but you could go to the next pool next door to it. That was okay. But you couldn't go to this one here. Everywhere was sort of out of bounds, wasn't it? You could go to a garage and put your handle over the fuel pumps without gloves, but there was no COVID at garages. So that was a lucky thing that we had no COVID at garages, because that could have spread it really, really quick. Yeah. But you could go to a brothel if you wanted to, Vinny, because obviously COVID doesn't get spread in brothels neither. That's okay. That's par for the course. So, yeah, we had a few rules over here that if the normal person couldn't look at it and go, what the fuck is going on here? But they didn't. You know what I mean? They just, maybe they all just booked it. They couldn't see grandma, so they went to the brothel. I don't really know what they done. But they obviously didn't stand up and fucking stand up for their own character and their own self-worth and their own frigging lives, did they?
Yeah. Well, in New Zealand, somebody got busted going across the border to do such a brothel-y type activity or to provide such services. And they were arrested and charged and stuff like that, because it was deemed that prostitution is not an essential service. And I was just thinking, tell that to the client. Like, if you... like, back, if you're in the middle of lockdown and you're ordering a prostitute, I think that the need is pretty essential.
Well, over here in Australia, obviously our politicians are a bit better than yours, because they understood that it was an essential service and we were allowed to go there. So we were one up on you.
Oh, that was probably essentially because those politicians were getting service, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
They don't go to the average prostitutes, I hear, mate. There's some other deviant things they like to get up to, which I won't mention, because I'll just rip the show down or come and arrest me. So, yeah, we'll leave that to the audience's imagination. But we all know what goes on in politics, especially over in Australia. Anyway.
All right. So, Vinny, here we've got a couple of things we'll just get your comment on. This is, now, we've just been proven correct. We were conspiracy theorists, okay? We were completely and utterly wrong. There's no such thing as 15-minute cities. They're 20-minute neighbourhoods.
Oh, there you go. We got it wrong.
We got it wrong.
Well, that's the first one, isn't it?
They're openly talking about it while they spend thousands of dollars basically telling us that we're wrong. It's just unbelievable.
Okay, Vinny, where are you guys up to in New Zealand with this? Now, over here, if you haven't seen, because you've been very busy, and I can imagine you're, you know, with a new baby, which, congratulations there, mate. You got the new family there. And, so you would have been busy. So over here where we are, Vinny, they've got the National Australia Bank getting rid of cash behind the counter, go to a teller. They're taking the tellers out so you haven't got any tellers. Commonwealth Bank, an hour or two ago, just put out something about how they're ramping down the cash side of the business. So we're getting pushed into this digital ID and this 20-minute, I better get it correct, 20-minute city thing very, very quickly over here, Vinny. What's going on in New Zealand? Is the digital wallet getting thrown down your throat like it is here? Because they're on full ramp speed here, mate. Very, very quick.
No, I think we're a little, yeah, I think you guys are out of our league just at this point. I mean, Billy TK would disagree with me. He thinks we're like on the front line of becoming New World Order-ish. And in terms of the woke culture here, culturally, I think we're ahead of you guys. But I think technologically, you're ahead of us. So I think maybe that's how they get us both together at the same time, because if we were dealing with the exact same issue at the exact same time, we might unite to defeat it. But if we're dealing with different issues at different periods and they've got all the same programs running simultaneously out of step, then you'd never realise that it was all coordinated.
Well, we realise it's all coordinated.
Well said.
Yeah, no, we realise it's all coordinated, but anyway, Alright, so here we go. We've got another young girl. She's died. Okay.
Enough already.
Enough model. But so Vinny, what do you think it was? Do you think it's basically climate change, or is it climate change? Do you think that's killed her, or
I got a new game that I play whenever you see a ambulance screaming down the highway in Auckland. You count to three, and then you're all in the car. You say at the same time what the person's dying of. And one, two, three, pericarditis! And I,
it's funny, though, because we
Maybe we could do a video call, Vinny, and we'll set our phones up in the cars, mate, and we'll just play the game together. We'll just have a bit of fun. That'd be a fucking cracker, I reckon.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
The thing is that, like, I mean, people think that we're insane laughing about it, but, like, it's so traumatic that we actually have to laugh, because there's just nothing else. Like, we've said and said and said, we've begged and pleaded with people not to take it, and they just have. Anyway, Vinny, there's a new thing out called POTS, so we'll get your take on this.
I've tried it before.
And the next. That is the case for people with POTS, a disorder often associated with autoimmune diseases.
And a new study shows that COVID may be causing POTS in some people. A patient tells Courtney Friedman that her life was derailed by long COVID symptoms, which included this disorder.
Jennifer Ramey lived an extremely active life, running marathons, hiking mountains, and working as a cardiac nurse for 12 to 14-hour shifts. Then in December 2020, she got COVID. 2 months later, she was diagnosed with long COVID.
A lot of cognitive issues, a lot of blood pressure, ups and downs, temperature changes.
One of the conditions she ended up with is called POTS, a sudden reduction in blood flow returning to the heart after standing up.
I passed out a couple times in the beginning.
Half of POTS cases are caused by infections, and a study just released shows a spike in POTS diagnoses following COVID infections.
It's become increasingly common with, you know, a lot of especially women who are younger.
Dr. Monica Verduzco-Gutierrez with UT Health San Antonio is one of the nation's top experts on long COVID, running two clinics here in San Antonio with months-long wait lists. A handful of her patients have POTS and other related autoimmune disorders.
And some of these patients, it took almost a year to get the diagnosis, and they were suffering for a year or being told that they had something else or that it was nothing or just drink more water and you'll be fine or, oh, your heart looks fine.
That's why the conversation about long COVID needs to continue.
The new variants are still causing symptoms in patients and still definitely causing the dysautonomia or the POTS. We're definitely seeing that even with the quote unquote.
I'll leave it there.
Okay, so do you want me to lead into that one? I had Patriot 101 down here with me today. Just we were having a look at a few things, and straight away when I showed him that POTS clip, he said, "Product of the shot, POTS, product of the shot." He's exactly right, mate. It's exactly what it is. But yeah, like you say, Kat said to you a minute ago, Vinny, you know, it's now they're dying from climate change. Now it's pots, you know what I mean? Like, unbelievable what this mainstream media thinks and are getting away with pulling on the population. Is it the same in New Zealand?
No, they could have died of transphobia now or racism. There's a couple of options.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny when I was working with Billy TK, they accused me of being a white supremacist. And I was like, he's Māori, all right? If I was a white supremacist, I would never be working with the Rangi Brown bastard, all right? Now, it's a completely different kettle of fish that we're dealing with here. And they're trying to label everything. I think this is like, you know how somebody might be, I don't know, have a lot of energy, not be able to concentrate on one thing for too long of a period of time or whatever. They'd label that ADHD if you've got that in school. But if you're in business school, they label that entrepreneur, right? So they're trying to put labels on everything that everybody feels at any one time and try to make you think it's one thing when it's really something completely different. And just
they're
confused.
Very good at doing that too.
It's pretty clear to me though with the aggressiveness and the militancy of the movement, like the trans movement, that it's two things that are in play here. That's Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals, where they label something and then they package and they personalise it and then they attack. But probably the most alarming thing is that it's a colour revolution. See, a lot of people don't realise that Mao's colour revolution involved sexual reformation and basically sexual liberty and a big pose for women going out, because it broke the mold of the traditional Chinese, and so it was a way of them getting a hold of the young people, and basically they empowered them through their the sexual revolution. So they had their own sexual revolution in that respect. But it's just it's really interesting how this militancy of this movement, you know.
Yeah, I mean, basically the people who run the show and have taken over empires since forever. And
that's right.
You need to have muscle, all right? You need to have boots on the ground that actually threaten and harass and hurt people so that they stop resisting, all right? And this is just one more created brown shirt company. Except they're wearing rainbows instead of Hugo.
Right,
instead of Hugo Boss, which is what the Nazis wore.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that's true. Well, here's the thing is that most people who are in the lesbian and gay movement, they actually don't subscribe to this because they see it as a problematic the way they're going after the youth as well. And there's been a lot of, there's a whole group of people that are speaking out against it. But I find it really odd that there's this militant movement that's just basically, you must believe us. It's obvious that they're after the kids, okay? Because we weren't transphobic until we said, hey, stop going after the kids. Now suddenly we're transphobic. You know, so like obviously it's got to do with the kids, the sexualization of the children.
If I may, the main, this, I'm going somewhere with this, the main advertising revenue for the United States and New Zealand is the pharmaceutical industry. Now, who are the main suppliers of all the drugs and cornucopia of stuff that's involved with transitioning? All right. So who's got the advertising dollars? Who's got the ability to brainwash everybody, send out all the people there and plan to recoup a hell of a lot of money from all the people that fall for their BS? Okay, there you go. You can just create. If you've got enough media power, you can create crises just like that. Okay. Oh, we've got a crisis of terrorism. Oh, we've got a crisis of vaccines. We've got a crisis of this, that and the other. It doesn't matter what the crisis is. Follow the money. Who benefits? Okay? And these transition operations and surgeries and drugs and things of that nature are remarkably expensive, and that means somebody is clipping the ticket at some point. Find out who that is. You find out who's behind the whole trans movement.
Exactly.
That's right.
Follow the money.
I mean, I'm just taking a stab in the dark. I don't really know, you know. It's just...
I think you've been doing this long enough, Vinny, to know that, yeah, the first thing you do is follow the money trail. All right? That's the first thing you do. All right? And that's where it all is. This is all about greed, corruption, and evil. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, the greed and corruption is a byproduct of the satanic bullshit that goes on with our children. You know, it's just incredible. So that's why we got to take out the, take out the bottom level, which is the children. You know, it's got to be sorted out. It's got to be exposed. And from then, when people understand what has gone on, they might be able to actually look at the world the way that we look at it and start and fucking help us rebuild it. But until then...
Yeah.
Until, you know, while they've still got money in their pockets, Vinny, and they're still doing what they want to do over here, like it's Friday night, man, and there's people out everywhere just doing their thing. You know what I mean? Here am I again, you know, every night of the week trying to wake people up, and here they are. They're all out there just cruising around, oblivious to it all, wondering why they're running out of breath when they walk up the hill over here. Every second person's on a walking stick hobbling. Everybody's eyes, or most people's eyes, look like they've got no soul. You know, it's just incredible what's been done to our population, and they still haven't woken up to it. It's fucking scary, man.
Yeah, I know, it is. Look, we've got this. Basically, it's a bearded man smashes women's weightlifting record held by a trans lifter. I just find it incredible that this is just basic. Well, the World Athletics has basically banned the trans competitors now. But like, this is just such a like, the women's movement has come so far along in getting girls into sports and getting them competing, and you know, we've come so far, and now basically got a whole heap of men coming in so that they can get first prize. I saw
a clip on TikTok, I think it was. I saw this clip of this runner ride a trans over in America, and it was in a relay, and she's took the baton, right, as last runner, right? She's like 6 foot friggin' six, or shim is, right? Takes off, gets around the first leg of the corner, right, going on the 400, you know, nail home, and looks over her shoulder to see where everyone is, slows down for them all to catch up, and then takes off again, this guy. And he's running in the women's final. You know, you could tell this was a bloke, mate, but he obviously identified as a chick and got his nuts removed or something. But anyway, he was out there, and it was just absolutely ridiculous, man. 6 foot six, like, just, you know.
What do you, what do you call a Russian transvestite?
What?
Boris cut his nuts off.
Oh dear. Yeah, all right, he's from France, okay? Alright, so the French are not giving up, they're protesting full on. We've also got news from Austria. This is what happened when they brought on Zelensky.
Yeah. So Zelensky's coming in to speak here, people, and these guys are just putting up their little protest sign. Here they go, and they're out the chamber. Normies should probably look at this and go, oh, look at these guys, how ignorant they left. So yeah, they actually made a stand in the parliament.
Yeah, well, the Austrians are not going to support a Nazi because, you know, Hitler was half Austrian himself, and, you know, it's one of those things that they have to... Yeah, that they've had to live with probably most of these people all of their lives, you know. So it's just...
So what sort of gatherings have you had over there in New Zealand, Vinny? Have you had, you know, decent numbers, like anything like we got over in Australia? Let's say we had a million, you know what I mean? A bit over a million in Canberra, you know, just to keep the trolls at bay. Have you had any gatherings like that over there in protest of that size yet, Vinny?
Well, there's only 5 million people in the whole country, so to get 20% of the country just to make the million would be a hard ask.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
The 80-20 rule. Anyway, What was the point of the protest was to go up against the state and its mandating vaccines. I think the biggest we've had would be the Wellington protest, where we had maybe 28,000 to 34,000 people on the steps of Parliament, camped out with a giant campsite that you could see from a mile away. And I think that on the way down, the convoys were coming from the South Island and the North Island, and every single overpass, I think, maybe a few didn't, but most of the overpasses along the entire length of the several thousand kilometres of the country were packed with people with signs and noisemakers and stuff like that, supporting all the people in the convoys coming through. So I think that's something that's pretty significant and hasn't really been seen since.
On relation to our population, your population, you probably had about the same size crowd there on the steps of Wellington, you know what I mean? Or a few people there anyway, that's for sure.
Mm.
28,000 people, that's a good crew of people that are camping out. Very good crew. Yeah.
We've got this. We've all experienced the Facebook fact checkers. Well, guess what?
...reflected in its decisions. But author and liberal studies expert Michael Rechtenwald believes such connections pose risks to the public.
This is absolute collusion on the part of vaccine manufacturers, having funding the fact checkers on social media. So we're actually getting to the point where people's lives are being endangered. We've lost all confidence in the social media and our mainstream media entirely. Anything that comes into contradiction with the leftist agenda is deemed misinformation. People are now not able to get information about what's best for their health, including the detriments of the vaccine.
So the manufacturers, the vaccine manufacturers, which are basically funding the Facebook fact checkers. You couldn't write this. If I wrote a film about this and basically said this is what's going on, everyone would say it's too outrageous. No one would believe it.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I mean, that's why. When they had Idiocracy released, where a sports drink company named Brondo bought the Food and Drug Administration, they just purchased it. And then they basically outlawed water so that you couldn't buy water frickin' anywhere. All you could drink was Brondo.
The thirst mutilator.
How does that get through things like ACCC and that? You know, how do they actually let one person monopolise and then just do that? It's just bullshit. You and I tried to do that in a company, mate. We'd be bloody in court next week.
Yeah, well, you and I don't frequent Masonic lodges and dark temples beneath them and sacrifice children, bro. That's why we can't get away with it, because we can't have anything held against us to the point of blackmail, where we do absolutely anything our masters tell us, because we know that demons are waiting for us if we fail.
Well, that's a very good point, Vinny, and I think you're absolutely correct there too. Again, you stole the show, mate.
But again, I'm just taking a stab in the dark. I don't really know.
You've done 5 seconds of research before we go on.
All right, so the big news of the day, of course, the indictment's coming for, or Trump's been indicted, but I like Babylon B's take on it. Manhattan DA announces plan to get Trump elected in 2024. For our people who watch us regularly, we knew it was coming. We've been talking about it for a few months now. He said it was going to come. Here it is. He'll probably hand himself in over on Saturday, which is our Sunday. So expect it to be all over the news and celebrations. But this sets a precedence, because you can't indict. Now that he's been indicted, other previous presidents can be indicted. So game's not over, so don't worry. Don't panic.
Yeah, a president has been set.
President, that's right, yeah. President. Yeah, that's good. All right, did you want to weigh in on anything there?
Look, yeah, a few things. I just want to let people know that they can help Vinny out, all right, if you're, you'd like to help out a fellow brother over in New Zealand. you know, Vinny and that need a few little bucks there, people. Every little bit helps when we're in this fight and this battle, what we're doing. So we'll probably get them things up in the comments for you later on. But, yeah, look, just that we're all in the same thing. You know, we brought Vinny on because we got, you know, we got news last night he was in jail. So we're on the phone straight away ringing his wife to make sure she was okay. And that's what this freedom movement does. You know what I mean? This is what this is all about, guys. It's about everybody, you know, like, as much as, you know, and we expect you people on the ground, which I know you do, to be looking after other people on the ground. Just like when I knew Vinny was in trouble or Pat King was in trouble or whatever, we're on the phone to each other, right? When I got locked up, SG was straight on, bang, you know, within 20 minutes, he's got a post out to the Australian government saying, let Guru go, you know? So, you know, this is what it's all about, guys, this combined effort. And I want to push that, all right, because we are now right at the prefaces of the fight, all right? You know, in Australia here, okay, Vinny's just told us they're a little bit behind us over there in New Zealand. Well, you guys in New Zealand, I've got a word for you. Get your shit together now, all right, because they're coming at us hard. So that means that you do have a chance over there to push back now, all right, and stop some shit. But, guys, the towers are going in over here now, all right? All the camera modes are changing now, okay? It's all happening, all right? They are having a real heavy push towards the digital wallet. They don't even need your face to recognize you, guys. They've got you on your gait. They can identify you by the way you walk. They can beam me on the way up the mall. Ah, there's Guru. They Let's can. Give him a blast. By the time Guru gets to the top of the mall, he's got a freaking split net ache, you know what I mean? And he's abusing police because he's been MK-altered. This is what they want to do to us, guys.
No, don't blame the MK Ultra, bro. Take some responsibility.
Well, the thing is, we took some responsibility, Vinny. Exactly right. Okay, and we've actually worked on being un-MK-altered and actually stepping outside of the matrix, guys, and there's a lot of people that haven't done that yet. So, yeah, we need to be waking people up. We need to get in this fight now. We need to do it in love and peace, as Vinny and that have done it all the way through. Yep, we're up against the courts. We're up against this. We're up against that, guys, but that's the way it's got to be, because what that brings is exposure, you know, just like we're doing now. You know, Vinny got 3 months and his mate got 4 months. He can't talk about it, but, you know, it's on appeal now. You know, so, yeah, but a guy's ludicrous, right, for organising a get-together. You know, another super-spreading COVID event. Well, we all know that was bullshit. Every government's coming out now. The USA today, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, McCarthy's written it off in America.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just found that all the COVID shit's gone. They've done that here in Australia, yet here's Vinny going to jail.
Yeah,
just
man.
Across the 1,000 Ks. It's unbelievable.
They've changed the entire culture. They've just changed the entire culture and the meanings of words and everything, you know. In like 2018, if somebody had mentioned a super spitter event, you'd assume it had something to do with porn. But it does. But nowadays, things are just like bonkers. Like, you feel like you're going nuts because society's so nuts. And society is calling you crazy, and that in itself does start driving you crazy, because there's a thing that you do with children, okay? It's called consequence and reward. Consequence and reward. Now, the reason why these things are really important with discipline is because if there are very clear rules, very clear consequences, very clear rewards, you develop a sane, balanced personality. But now, the consequences and rewards are completely reversed. Are you a violent extremist terrorist who's intimidating and everything? Oh, you can go to the States. Fine, it's all good. Are you a freedom fighter trying to stand up for people's rights and all the people that are committing suicide, losing their businesses and dying of pericarditis? Oh, we're going to re-market you, cop! You know, it's all topsy-turvy. And that's how you know it's Satanism, okay? You know, have you ever seen the Satanic Cross? It's just an upside-down cross. This is what they do. Reversion. Take anything that is good, decent, pure, or whatever, and just turn it upside down, and suddenly you're living in their world, and they love it just like that. And basically, the problem with being a person with a conscience, ladies and gentlemen, is that you and I are utterly incapable, of fathoming or coming up with this kind of scumbaggery on our own. We just, that's why we don't understand it, because we naively assume that everybody's like us. Everybody really sees things. Everybody bleeds red and so on. No, there's such a thing as called blue bloods, okay? And they don't care what you think, and they're intergenerationally wealthy, and they're interbred with each other. So they're basically retarded. Can you imagine a bunch of satanically, ritually abused, retarded people who have no limits on their wealth or power? What would they do with the world? Okay? And voila! Here we are, as the French would say. Now, I do believe that it is incumbent upon each and every individual to do whatever it is they can. And I did a show with my mate Gabriel today, and he said one piece of advice to leave people with: follow the ping. What's the ping? You know, when there's dirty dishes and stuff like that, and a little thought comes into your head, maybe I should just clean those dishes right now. That's the ping. 1-1000, 2-1000. Once you get to 5-1000, the motivation to do that thing is gone, and you'll sit there and you'll stagnate. But if you obey the ping, every little thought you get, hey, I want to give Guru a call, you know, just obey the ping, and you suddenly, your life will go from a stagnant pond into a crashing wave, ever moving forward. So obey that ping, ladies and gentlemen. You know by instinct what you're going to be doing in any given point of the day, and your instinct tells you and punishes you if you ignore it.
Well said. Dave, did you want to wrap up? We like to keep this at 45. It's 42 now, Vinny. So, Dave, did you want to wrap up? And I've got a really cute outro.
Yeah, look, that's Vinny. I can't wrap up too much more on what Vinny said and what I said 5 minutes before Vinny, which was this combined effort worldwide now, guys. All right, we're in the forefront of the fight. All right, get into it. All right, keep waking up your neighbours. All right, keep talking to people. All right, they're waking up. Their money's gone. All right, we know what's going on with Trump. We know. Have a great weekend, people, because, yeah, I think maybe after the weekend and come mid next week, you know, we're all going to be pretty happy people about what we're seeing happening, all right? And that is part of what's got to happen to get this thing back on track. So we've had another big play, you know, with the vetting of Trump's, you know, they're dumping on him. So if that's what's going to happen, guys, we know, you know, look out now, because supposedly it'll be Prince Charles, won't it? So let's keep our eyes open, guys. But yeah, to wrap up, just have a great weekend, all right? Because, yeah, I got this feeling that some things are really happening our way, guys, and you're going to see some really good stuff. So, yeah, go and get Trump, lock him up for the weekend, do whatever you've got to do, and let's get this show on the road. Have a great weekend. See you, guys. Thank you very much, Vinny. All the best. And if you can spare a few bucks, Vinny, why?
Do that.
Donate at VinnyEastwood.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news.
Thanks, Vinny. Well, it's frozen again.
Where did he go?
Oh, that was cute.
He's still going.
That's cool.
Oh, man, that's just smashes.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, we can't get our videos out. We can't, they